Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no, so my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron in Santa Fe to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now, I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
This is never easy to talk about, especially if you were a fan of this program growing up. We knew that Luke Perry from Beverly Hills 90210 had suffered a massive stroke last week. TMZ had reported that it happened just before we got into the weekend. His rep said doctors had sedated Luke. One report said he was put into a medically induced coma. TMZ is now reporting that 52-year-old Luke Perry has died as a result of suffering a massive stroke, passing away this morning at St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank, California. He was rushed to the hospital last Wednesday after suffering the stroke while at his Sherman Oaks home in California.
TMZ had been really on top of this story in fact, they were among the first to report that Luke Perry had had a stroke. According to their story, again, doctors had sedated him, hoping to give his brain a fighting chance to recover from the trauma, but apparently the damage was too extensive. We're working to find the audio. Shannon Doherty, who played Brenda on Beverly Hills 90210, gave an interview to Entertainment Tonight on Sunday and had said... I'm just going to read from you the Fox News story about it. Shannon Doherty has been in touch with her former Beverly Hills 90210 co-star, Luke Perry, after he was recently hospitalized. When asked if she has well wishes for the actor, she chose her words carefully, according to Fox News. I can't talk about it here because I'll literally start crying, she said. But I love him and he knows I love him and I'm in contact. It's Luke and he is my Dylan. So not referencing his condition. When asked how Perry was recovering, her voice began to shake. She stammered, quote, he's gonna, everybody just keep positive, wonderful thoughts, and that's all I'm gonna say. As of yesterday, his rep told Fox News the star was under observation at the hospital. So he is 52.
Yes.
I have to tell you, I'm not an expert in strokes, and I don't know the difference. I don't know, in fact, if we have anybody listening, if we have any nurses or any doctors listening that can tell me the difference without me relying on Dr. Internet, are all strokes considered massive strokes? You know, is massive for stroke just a general adjective, or is that a medical term?
And what's the difference between a minor stroke,
or whatever the other term is? You know, if massive stroke is a medical definition, what's the other kind of stroke or other kinds of stroke? If anybody knows, that difference.
576-7798. We'll get back to the grammar thing later. This is just kind of happened.
Yeah, 52 years old, and again, I'm ordinarily with something like this, I want to wait until we got another source, and we debated that. But TMZ never gets this wrong. And again, they were the first, if not the first, they were among the first to report that he had had the stroke last week. And it was interesting because we got the news that the Beverly Hills 90210 reboot was coming out. They were just calling it 90210. And we didn't get to the story that day. And then the next day, we found out that Luke Perry had had the stroke on the day the announcement was made about the reboot coming back. And he was not going to be in the reboot, but it was because of his role on Riverdale. Shannen Doherty wasn't going to be on it either because she's still fighting breast cancer. But the other six main characters were going to be there on the show. So we'll keep checking Twitter here a little bit for reaction from Riverdale and any more information about his condition.
576-7798. And let's go to Mike, who's in Lenexa. Now, Mike, you're a physician.
Yes, I am.
Hey, thank you so much for calling, man. And I wish we were talking to you for a better reason. But what is the difference in the severity of strokes?
Okay. So a lot of it has to do with the way they present. And sometimes a minor stroke could be something like just slurred speech. Sometimes it has to do with maybe just a little bit of weakness within your arm or hand. But if they're already on, sounds like he was on life support, he probably had a major stroke, which means most of the brain is involved. Or there's two types of strokes, too. There's embolic strokes, and then there's a hemorrhagic stroke, or there's just blood just within the brain that causes major problems. So at age 52, sometimes they occur. It's not very usual at that age, so you have to look at, well, what caused the stroke? Or there's something else that he was doing that maybe caused him to bleed out into his brain called hemorrhagic stroke. Either way, if he only survived, let's say, 48 hours, the pretty major stroke that caused this.
Yeah, the report here, Mike, TMZ says that he was, you know, he suffered the stroke, went to the hospital. By noon, he was placed in a medically induced coma. There by 12:30 that afternoon last week, they were told that he was, you know, totally sedated. When paramedics arrived at his home, he was responsive in talking, but his condition deteriorated, and he was then rushed to the hospital where they put him in that coma.
Yeah, and so when they say a medical coma, it probably means he was on a machine to breathe for him. And since that's, which means it's a major stroke, he couldn't breathe for himself, which means the basic functions of his brain was not working well. So it wasn't just, I couldn't move my arm. It wasn't just, I had slurred speech. It was, I'm not breathing my own. It was such a massive problem. So that's why when they say medical induced coma, which means, yeah, he was on a machine breathing for him and probably a lot of other issues. So, probably, I guess I'm just guessing. I don't know any details, but it's probably a hemorrhagic stroke. Again, sometimes, rarely, they'll occur like this at age 52. I'm 50 myself, so, but sometimes, you know, I don't know.
Can you, and I'm going to claim complete ignorance. Is there anything one can do to try to prevent stroke? Because I have it in the history of my family, both sides, my mother and my father have it in their tree. Is there anything I can do to prevent a stroke, or is it just, you might just be waiting for it to go off?
Well, a lot of it, yes, there is. You know, in terms of keeping your cholesterol at a reasonable level will help you out. They're thinking caused the stroke is probably caused by a cholesterol plaque, caused an embolic stroke. So you try to keep your cholesterol down. You try to not smoke. That increases your chance of stroke. You blood pressure is another major factor. So the higher the pressure you have in blood pressure, the more likely your blood vessels in your brain will kind of burst. So these are things you can prevent. Keep your blood pressure under control. Keep your cholesterol under control. Don't smoke. Don't do drugs like cocaine is also another thing that'll cause your blood vessels to rupture in your brain. So things like that, lifestyle, and in going to your doctor on a regular basis too will reduce the factors of strokes.
Mike, thank you for the information, man. We appreciate it.
So far, everyone on Twitter is quoting TMZ, except Entertainment Weekly seems to have got it on their own here. Yeah, his representative confirmed to Entertainment Weekly that he died after suffering a stroke in his L.A. home on February 27th.
Luke, by the way, surrounded by his children, Jack and Sophie. He was engaged to Wendy Madison Bauer. His ex-wife, Minnie Sharp, was there. His mother, his stepfather, brother, sister, and other close family and friends were all at St. Joseph's Hospital in Burbank.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Making plans with asthma can be awful. It always goes from, that sounds fun, to, in this weather, what if my asthma acts up? I got tired of saying no. So my doctor suggested Dupixent. I'm Rachel, and I'm sponsored by Regeneron and Sanofi to share my story with real patients like me.
Dupixent, dupilumab, is an add-on prescription maintenance treatment for adults and children 6 years and up with moderate to severe eosinophilic or oral steroid-dependent asthma that's not controlled with current asthma medicines. Dupixent is not for sudden breathing problems.
Dupixent helps people breathe better in as little as 2 weeks. And now I don't even think twice about saying yes to plans more, rain or shine.
Severe allergic reactions, including skin reactions, can occur. Get help right away for face, mouth, tongue, or throat swelling, wheezing, or trouble breathing. Tell your doctor right away of signs of inflamed blood vessels like rash, chest pain, worsening shortness of breath, brown or dark-colored urine, tingling or numbness in limbs. Tell your doctor of new or worsening skin symptoms, joint aches and pain, or a parasitic infection. Don't change or stop other treatments without talking to your doctor.
Do more with less asthma. Ask your asthma specialist about Dupixent by name. Visit Dupixent.com or call 1-844-DUPIXENT.
Thy ticket, Lady Jennifer of Coolidge.
Well, many thanks, good sir. Heareth my Discover card.
They accept Discover at Renaissance fairs?
Yeah, they do here. Discover is accepted at the places I love to shop. Getteth with the times.
With the times?
You're playing the lute. Yeah, and it sounds pretty good, right?
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.